You're coming in the middle of a conversation.
I googled about motion, the origin of motion, and why things have motion. It's a very heavy inyan. Now I see where the Chavis Lovitz is coming from. Aristotle talks about it a lot. In Aristotle, there's a lot of it. Descartes, then he pronounced the name. Yeah, when did he live? He lived later than the Chavis Lovitz. He's in the 1400s.
Yeah.
Later. He has an arichas on it. Descartes and what's his name? Aristotle have a big arichas on the inyan of motion. Aristotle actually says that's like his biggest riot, that Hashem exists, that there's motion, and where does the motion come from? Why? Who put them into motion? So there must be an immovable mover that's doing it, that's moving everything. So I see it, Aristotle was obviously before the Chavis Lovitz. So I see that's what the Chavis Lovitz, it was and is a very like heavy philosophical, and then I realized physics is really the science of motion. That's exactly what physics is. Physics is the science of motion, and so all these things that the Chavis Lovitz says, that motion is so chashuv and so shar habechina dik, is taka out there, and it's a subject of study, and a lot has been written on it, and it's a heavy inyan. Okay, that's all. So I didn't want to print it out and start reading it. It's very heavy, and there's all kinds of motion, and there's all. But Aristotle said that, like, to him, that proves that Hashem exists. He did Shara Bechina on that, so to speak.
And the Rambam says the same thing. The world spins, and you can't have a spinning without a spinner.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about all motion that exists in the world. Because all this lived again 100 years before Rashi, like in the year 1000 or whatever, around then, 1100. 100 years, a century before Rashi. Okay. So let's go Vaita now. So he said, when you reflect that Hashem is the cause of everything, then you feel bonded with Hashem, and you realize, and then you realize, and you're able to accept what Hashem does, and even if it doesn't look good, or it doesn't look beneficial, but you're into Shara HaBechina, so you realize, okay, that's what we're up to. So we're up to Daf Ayin Hay on top. That's what he said at the end of Ayin Dalet, that this bonds you with Hashem, and you feel that Hashem is Mashgiach, and Hashem is the cause of everything you're doing, and nothing happens unless it's the will of Hashem. Then he talked about Bechira, then the amazing Chiddush of Bechira, that you can actually decide what to do, etc. Now, top of Ayin Hay. It was all yesterday and the day before. Now we're going Vaita. Another thing to perform Bechina on is Shetosim Lev La'achris Hadvorim Hamitzarim Osanu Hamasamchim Osanu. He says, look how common it is to perform Bechina on the following phenomenon. Look how common it is that something you're very saddened by, and you think it's bad news, and you think it's a tragedy, and then it just changes. It becomes good, and then it becomes a beneficial thing, and vice versa. Something that you're wildly ecstatic about, you win the lottery, let's say, and you think nothing better could have happened to you in your life, and it ends up in tragedy, and it ends up in all, like, the lottery is like probably the best example that comes to mind, because they did scientific studies. They followed the winners, and most of the winners messed up their lives. Most of the winners had messed up lives after they won. We're talking the big winners. We're not talking about you win $50. We're talking about the big winners. Most of them had messed up lives afterwards. So he says that should. That should tell you something. That should tell you something. If good turns into bad, and bad turns to good, and it happens commonly, it's not a rare phenomenon. Something looks so good and it turns out to be bad, and something looks so bad and it turns out to be good. So he says, "Shetosim leiv tomid," you should be cognizant, "la'achris hadvarim," to the ultimate end of things. Hamitzarim Osano. I said yesterday, like before 17 bus changed its route. I thought that was like a terrible thing. Then a year later, I saw how beneficial that was. Vamasamchem Olsanu, and things that make us happy and joyful. Those Timtzubahem, the flows, Maflios, you'll see he says it's a Dover Peleb. How often it's true, Kiharbe Dvorim Hanasim Ba'archenu, Ba'alkorchenu, that we fight against it and we don't want it and we reject it. Anusmechim Behem Besofo Shel Dover. At the end of the day, at the end, we welcome it and we're happy about it and we say, boy, am I happy this happened? Ulahepech, and the opposite is also true. Ukvaromru, this is really a story in the Gemara, what he's going to say now. Kianoshim Ovre Orach Lanu Al Yad Kosel, they were traveling and they slept by a wall. Vinei Bokelev, and urinated on one of them. Vishtin Alachad Mehem. Omed Al Raglov, he stood up, Kidei Lichetz Atzvom Min Hashesen, to wash himself off. Because Rochak Mechaveirov, Nofel HaKosel Alehem, Vamesu, Venitzulhu, and he was saved because he walked away. It's a story from the Gemara, which I think Rabbi Akiva maybe.
He was saved. He had to walk away, and that saved his life.
So he had to lead the Shayora to relieve himself. He fell asleep. So he was like, oh my goodness, they left without me. To catch up to it, they were all killed. Listen, the Shadum robbed them. It works both ways. Nowadays, I'd say the last 15 years, this is a whole genre of books that you could load up on books called the stories, you know, they have all these Hashgacha Prata stories. Well, that doesn't have stories in it. They have all these stories now you could load up on books, the director, the manager. You can build a library, all of these stories.
And
Chicken Soup for the Soul, yeah. What's the Chavis Halvavis' point? I guess this wakes you up that there's someone running the world, and that we think we judge things on a superficial level. This is what it should teach you. Our vision is limited. Our vision is limited. We react to the here and the now, and we get in bad moods when we think tragedies occur. You know, and then ultimately it turns out to be a very good thing many times, or vice versa, right? People, all sorts of things happen to people. So let's go through the things he doesn't really specify. It could strengthen your emunah that there's somebody running the world, because it doesn't make sense that it's random that things change around. It shows the frailty of a person, that he doesn't see the whole picture. He sees in a very limited way. And it's very humbling. Right? What you thought was... Let's take my 417 example, right? So, because I have limited vision, I don't see the future. And now I go back and I say, wow, this is so good. And then I say... Hashem planned it for me, right? Chayiv of the moment b'shvili nivra ha'olam, a special chesed. So that's the benefits of doing bechina in this matter.
I see it can teach you humility. I don't see how it teaches you this Hashem.
It could, if you have the right attitude. You could see that there's someone running the world. It doesn't make sense that it's happening at random. You could say it's happening at random. You could say everything happens at random. When you see there's a design and a plan, when things go outside a pattern, so a person could easily, again, an apikoros is going to say it proves it's random, but a more logical thinking person, I think, would not prove, we're not proving that David exists. It's mechazik, you believe that there's someone running things, because you see, if we would follow the pattern, it's this way, but if it changes, and it makes a turn, and it becomes good, it becomes bad, so that means there's someone driving the car. If you see it's going in one direction and then you see it's going in a different direction, it's more logical that someone turned it around. You're right, I don't know either. Okay. If someone says, but maybe it's random, I have no answer.
It just seems different than the other ones.
Okay, good. We'll stop here with Mishnah Berurah.